Blog Talk Radio.
Sun's on my back, wind's in my ears.
Hello and welcome to Those Darn Guys Who Happen to Be Therapists. I'm psychologist Dr. Jim Weaver, along with psychotherapist Hughes Kraft, and we will be boldly going out into the potosphere once again, where no therapists have gone before, or failing that, hopefully putting the fun back in dysfunctional and bringing some insights into the issues of life, love, and the search for a decent relationship. Good morning and welcome. We've got a great guest today, Tunde Schwartz, Pilates instructor. We'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. We've got some great guests coming up too. Next week we'll have Dr. Bill Sandberg with everything you wanted to know about the present field and present state of psychoanalysis. The week after that, we're going to have just Hughes and myself, and he'll be coming on in a minute here to tell you what's going to happen next week. And then we've got some other things scheduled coming up. On the 20th of April, Dr. Joe Melnick will be here to talk about his DVD program for couples called The Us Factor. And of course, today and every Darn Guy show, we'll have Dr. Mark Kiefner at the end of the show with A Minute on the Mind with Dr. Mark Kiefner. And it's usually geared to the subject that we have each week. So looking forward to that. Our guest this morning is Tunde Schwartz. Tunde has been doing Pilates for the last 10 years and teaching Pilates for the last 8. She trained at first with one of Joseph Pilates' original disciples and then trained and continues to train at the Pilates Power Pilates studio in New York City and teaches at Portland Pilates. She is a former model and fashionista turned personal trainer turned Pilates instructor, and we are very fortunate to have her here with us this morning. Hello, Tunde, and welcome to Darn Guys.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. Let's start out. You have a remarkable story about how you came to Pilates. Can you share that story with us?
I will. I as you had said, I started out professionally being in the fashion industry and then kind of found my way into the fitness industry and then finally to Pilates. And I found Pilates through not just because I was already in the fitness industry, but I had had a cancerous tumor in my left knee that was hadn't been diagnosed for a long time. And then when it finally was diagnosed, the outcome of that could have been very horrible. I had doctors who said that I probably would have to have my leg amputated because of the danger of this particular cancer going into the rest of my body and killing me.
Wow. Oh, yeah. How scary. Yeah.
Woof. Sorry, and I always say I was only 27, but I think that's a scary thing. No matter if you're 7, 27, or 77, I don't think it would have mattered in any age when you're told something like that. But
yeah.
Yeah. So I went through a pretty hard time of trying to come to grips with that and thinking that that was going to be the final outcome, if not worse, but was fortunate to be in New York and having the access to amazing doctors and found the doctor that needed to reevaluate, and they said, we can do a couple of other things. And so I had different type of surgery and radiation in that area of my knee, which he was thinking was going to leave me with really little mobility in my leg, and I wouldn't be able to do the things that I like to do, like running and dancing and biking and those kind of things. But my exercise and through Pilates, I was able to bounce back even better, like a bionic woman after that. But Pilates was definitely a part of that. And 3 years of being in balance from having this pain in this knee for so many years, for over 10 years, I was pretty misaligned through my spine and through my pelvis, and that's how Pilates kind of corrected me, and it gave me, you know, it's an empowering system of exercises, and it was therapeutic in lots of ways.
What's that?
It's therapeutic in lots of ways, not just physical, but in a sense empowering in terms of being able to do that being able to become, as I said, stronger than it was before.
You said, when I talked to you the other day, you said you were so imbalanced that people were commenting that your clothes seemed to be...
Yeah, I remember walking down the street, and a friend of mine said, "Wow, why did you shorten your right pant leg, but you didn't shorten your left?" You know, clearly about an inch, and that just tells you, it's not that your leg is necessarily longer than the other, which is a lot of people say, "I have a leg longer than the other." That's a really rare thing to have one leg longer than the other. It's usually that the pelvis is so misaligned that it makes the leg look longer, and that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
You compensate your body, you know, your body tries to figure out where the center is, and
right.
There's a pain on one side, the other side's going to try to make up for that pain, and it's going to shift. So that's what most people, I would say everybody has some imbalance. We're not all symmetrical.
Right. So Hughes is here. Hughes, you have want to say hello to Tunde?
Good morning, Tunde. Sorry I'm a little bit late dropping into the show today, but welcome to the show. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm curious about, you know, I hear you being out of balance a little bit, and Pilates really helped you kind of find a balance for you physically. Any crossover to a mental health place of balance in your life too?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Joseph Pilates, actually Pilates used to be called Controlology, which sounds a little harsh, I guess, nowadays. he was of the German mindset, but
we'll do it now.
Yeah, I don't know how well you see Pilates and studios popped up all over the place if they were called Controlology studios, but maybe you would.
Right.
You know, his whole philosophy too, that it wasn't just, you know, you can throw out that term balance of body and mind, because everybody uses it now, but that was his original thought behind it, and. You know, that Pilates was a program that would help you gain, you know, master of your mind over your, you know, complete control over your body would give you the complete control over your mind kind of thing. Where it relates to me, I don't necessarily know if I would go that extreme to say that, but it does. Once you begin, you know, I'm also a runner, and if you put, you know, you're running in a race really hard and you push yourself really hard, your mind has to be just as powerful as anything else. I don't know if that's your question you're asking me, but that's my answer.
Well, you certainly sound balanced today. So
yeah, well.
We'll assume that you you know, there's a lot. I mean, the words being balanced and being centered are used a lot now in mental health theories and so forth. I think it's very important. And one of the things about Pilates is that it's focused on the on your core, on your powerhouse, on your center, and I think you know, if you can get that strong and feel powerful there, it helps you mentally to kind of be able to go there, feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he also used to say, and I'm sure others have said after him, that you know, it's not your brain. You need to exercise your brain and your intestine, that your core. Are your second brain, and the muscles around that, your second brain. That's what he used to say, I believe.
Yeah. So can you give us a kind of a quick overview of what the philosophy of Pilates is? What is Pilates?
Pilates is basically a set of comprehensive, it's an exercise system that is a series of exercise and movements with that, as you said, emphasizes the core muscles. And a lot of people think that the core muscles are just your stomach muscles, your abdominal muscles, but it does include your abdominal muscles, your back, your buttocks, your arms, your legs, your limbs are not your core, but it's incorporated in all the movements. And the movements promote stability in your spine, and it's strength work, it's flexibility, it's stamina, increases your range of motions and your joints. I mean, it's all of these exercises are done sequentially, and they are all done from a lying down position on a supine position on your back first, and then you gradually go to your front, to your side, to your sitting, to your kneeling, to your standing, and kind of evolving your body from the ground up.
Yeah, I've been doing Pilates for about 5 months now, and I love it. People comment, "Wow, you look different." Where I feel different every time I end a Pilates exercise, I feel just great, much better than doing any other exercise or yoga or anything else. It's magic. I just huh?
It's magic.
Yeah, really, magic. And you know, I've joked that you know, I may have to get a new car because my posture is so much better, and I'm so much taller in my seat in my car that I used to have headroom, and now my head touches the ceiling or hits the ceiling in my car.
What a great excuse to get a new car!
Yeah, really? So
I'll try that one. See if I can get away with it.
Fun deal by for you.
Yeah, I'll do that. I need a new outfit too while we're at it. It's only been 5 months, Jim. I thought you'd been doing it for like a year and 5 months, no?
That's the way I look, is that right?
Well, I've been doing a lot longer. I feel like I've known you a lot longer anyway.
Yeah,
you have changed. You're dedicated, and that's a part of it. It can't be just something that you do occasionally. It has to be consistent.
Right. And the other thing Go ahead.
How long does a session take? You know, and do you sweat?
I mean, you are going to. The one thing about Pilates is that maybe that's the one component that's missing from it. There's no, there's not a high cardiovascular component to it. But Pilates isn't the end all exercise program that you should do. It's just to complement everything else.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But you will sweat. You sweat, don't you, Jen?
I sweat a little bit, but not so much in the winter, but in the summer a little bit. But it's not, you know, I mean, you work up to it, and the first couple of sessions are, you know, a little bit of a challenge. But after that, you really get into it, your muscles start to respond, and you build up. And another thing I was going to say about my changing is, you know, I used to, my feet would sort of splay out a little bit as I walked, and I'd notice my, you know, my tracks in the snow or whatever. And a couple of weeks ago, I just looked down at my tracks, and they were straight.
Wow!
And great. You know, we haven't done any exercises to work on that particularly, but I thought that was pretty remarkable.
Process. It is.
Yeah, exactly.
And as I said, you're really dedicated to. I mean, the approach should be that you do it at least 3 times a week. I mean, and then the results from that 3 times a week, you know, after 10 sessions, you'll feel different. After 20 sessions, you'll look different. After 30 sessions, you'll have a new body. That's the time frame, if anyone's wondering, well, how many times do I have to do this where I'm going to change? I hear that all the time. But it's like anything else. You're not going to get good at it, or you're not going to get your results just by doing it a few times.
Yeah.
Right. After 50 sessions, you get a new car, I understand.
After 50 sessions, you get a new car. Yeah, add that in there.
So 3 times a week, what are we talking, a half hour? Are we talking an hour? What is
usually,
the time frame?
Yeah, usually a basic class is 45 to 55 minutes, and any other class is about 55 minutes when it's all said and done. And as Jim knows, I never start on time, so it's probably... gets a couple minutes shaved off, but I make it up at the end. But it's a little under an hour a session.
So another question. We've had some guests on in the past dealing with Buddhism and meditation stuff. During that 45 minutes, is it a mind-clearing exercise too? I mean, do I leave the worries of my day at the door while I'm spending time
doing Pilates? The thing about it is, you know, there's 6 principles of the Pilates method. It's your centering, concentration, control, precision, breath, and flow. The concentration part of it, if I'm asking so much, I'm demanding so much of you, you're demanding so much of you on the mat, let's say, for their mat work, that you have to, that's the only thing that you have to actually think of and hear my voice of asking you what I want from your body, that inevitably you're not going to be able to think about your other, you know, other things you have to do that day, your other problems, your worries, your, you know, all of those other things. So in fact, yes, I'm not sitting there telling you to relax. I'm not sitting there telling you to think this or think the other thing, but in essence of how this class flows, you're not able to you're able to just concentrate on, or hopefully concentrate on just your body at that point. And I'm not sure, I don't study yoga, I don't do yoga, I'm not of that ilk, but people say the same thing about yoga. You're not being told what to think, you're just,
right,
you're in that movement, and that's getting yourself to concentrate on that and nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that it's very meditative, and you you know, just go, and it feels good because you can
not
sort of feel
serious,
your body. Well, sorry.
It's not too serious though. I crack a joke here and there. I mean, you know, it's not
yeah,
all.
Yeah. You're very fun, Tunde. You're very so. No, that brings up Tunde is, you know, is not a common name. So I was
no.
gonna just let our listeners know what the nationality Tunde is. The name.
Tunde, which is spelled T-U, has an umlaut over the U. N-D-E is Hungarian, and my father's from Hungary.
Oh, wow. And yeah, you weren't born in Hungary. You were born here?
I was not. I was born in Manhattan. So, no, I wasn't
Manhattan,
born there. But
yeah,
my sister and I both have Hungarian names because the plan was that my parents were going to be moving to Hungary, and they didn't want us to have names that didn't fit in, and the irony is that we stayed here and stuck out. So I'm happy now with my name. I can't always say that I was as a kid, but now I'm happy with it.
Yeah, it might be a little difficult as a kid to just kind of stick out. You want to blend in as a kid a lot of times.
Well, I kind of lost the umlaut over my U because in grammar school when I would do it, they'd say, "Oh, look, you made a smiley face with your U." So, no, I kind of lost that punctuation.
Yeah. So Pilates is a way to feel better and to look better. I mean, like people have commented about me. You now are not 27 anymore. You've had a couple of kids, and you still terrific.
On public.
I'm sorry?
Are you going to give my age away?
I said you weren't 27.
I know.
You said you
exactly.
were 27.
Oh no! No, did I? No. I still like.
No. You said. No, you said you were 27 when you had.
Sorry,
this,
I interrupt.
This trouble. No, that's all right. You said you were 27 when you had all of that trouble. So I
did,
said you're not
yeah.
27. Well, you got a couple of kids,
no.
and you look terrific. I come in sometimes and see some of the other classes. And the people in there are getting in great shape, the guys and the gals. So, it's very inspiring.
Yeah, a lot of people ask if it's, you know, do men do it? Do men do it? My first answer is, well, Joseph Pilates was a man. So,
right.
I have a lot. I have like 50-50 of my private clients and people who take group classes with me are 50% men. Half and half.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of people understand that Pilates, unlike yoga, is not just what you do on the mat. It actually includes lots of pieces of apparatus, of equipment that Joseph Pilates made himself and has been replicated throughout the years.
Right. And didn't he originally do it for some disabled vets or disabled people? Wasn't that
the history, which I've had to be tested upon, is that he and his brother, I think he was sickly somewhere along the line when he was a young kid, and he's pretty small. He was a pretty small guy, and he started doing these exercises to kind of rehabilitate himself. But he was a nurse. I think an unlicensed nurse in both world wars, and he rigged these pieces of equipment. One of them, which is called the reformer, there you go with the
German
control.
Talk.
Yeah, exactly. reformer, which is probably the most known piece of equipment out there when people they hear the word Pilates, but it runs on a spring system and it looks like a bed, and you lay down on it mostly, and your feet are in straps, and your hands are in these straps, and you're moving, and it looks like a piece of torture. Don't you agree? It looks like a torture device.
I would say that. You're scaring people now. You're scaring people.
No, it looks like
no,
that,
no,
but it's not.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It's great to have someone on there because it's actually very easy to align someone to see misalignments and align them. But he put this together on hospital beds. He put springs and pulls and straps on hospital beds to rehabilitate soldiers who couldn't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
That was
one
of the things that he did. And there's another piece of equipment that's a much bigger piece of equipment that looks like a trapeze table, and it's sometimes called that, but it's called the Cadillac. And he called that the Cadillac. I think he was obsessed with that car and called it that when he thought it was his biggest and best piece of equipment, being the Cadillac being the best piece of equipment. And then there's other smaller pieces of equipment. There's something that's called the high chair that also runs on a spring system. It used to be called the electric chair, and they changed it to the high chair because it looks like an electric chair, but it's not. And then there's a Wunda chair, W-U-N-D-A, Wunda chair.
That's good. That's
a little smaller one that if you convert it, you can flip it around, and it actually looks like a piece of contemporary furniture. And he designed that for people to have in their homes, and when they weren't using it, it looked like this really great Eames chair or something. And then there's a couple of other pieces of equipment. There are barrels. There's something called a spine corrector, again. And there's something called a petty pull. But they're all a lot of them are run on a spring system for resistance. And so people, if you're coming in for a private session, you're not just doing mat work. You're involving all these other pieces of equipment in with your session, so you can actually give an individual the exercises that their body needs. It's much more for that one person.
Yeah, I've done mostly mat work, but I've been on some of the machines.
Yeah, I've stuck you up there every once in a while.
And it's always been great. I really enjoyed and appreciated that. We've got a caller, and I'm going to open up their mic here for them to ask a question, and then we'll wrap up. Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Hello. Hi, caller.
Oh, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Sorry. I'm calling long distance to hear my friend Mark Kiefner do his 1024 1 minute of neuroscience. I was told if I called this number that I'd be able to hear it.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So now, Hughes and I and Cindy are all insulted that you're not calling to talk to us, but that's okay.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know how to access it online. I'm not very computer sophisticated. I'm so sorry. I didn't push the one button for host, and Mark says you're all fabulous. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Okay, thank you. All right, so let's wrap up here before we go to Mark.
Well, you didn't ask her if she had any Pilates questions.
Well, I'm sorry?
You didn't ask her if she had any Pilates questions either way.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. Well, anyway.
Tandy, do you have a website you want to just kind of let our listeners know about, if you have a site or where they can...
Well, I, as well as your last listener, am not very savvy at the computer. No, I don't have a website, but you can find out where I teach a lot going through the Portland Pilates website, which is PilatesPortland.com.
Okay.
PilatesPortland.com. Okay, great.
That's easy.
Let's bring in Dr. Mark Kiefner and... I'll open up his mic. Dr. Mark, are you there?
Hey, I am. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're good, hey, doctor. How are you?
I'm good. Just listening to Tunde, I hope I'm saying her name correctly, makes me think about, maybe started making me think about willpower. And because, going to the gym and bicycling and running and stretching and Pilates, all that involves a certain amount of willpower. It's kind of the thing that sort of separates those people that go day after day, week after week, from those of us, and I count myself in the short willpower crowd, who make the New Year's resolution that peters out at the end of January. Mm. And so that got me thinking about, well, what is willpower? And it turns out we actually have two competing self-regulation systems. We have our brain has a hot self-regulation system, which involves the amygdala and the limbic system, And that part of our brain kind of focuses on emotionally laden, short-term, immediate rewards. And so the hot system really is kind of myopic for the future. And then that's balanced by our cool self-regulating system, which involves the prefrontal cortex, which we talked a little bit about a couple weeks ago when we slapped our hands on our foreheads.
I'm still doing that, Mark.
Don't stop, man. Don't stop. Because that's the universal sign for I should have had a V8. So that cool system is kind of thoughtful, logical, long-term, focused on the future. So, you know, our hot system says, I'm going to strangle the boss. And the cool system says, whoa, baby, not in this economy. You've got bills to pay. So that cool prefrontal system actually gets stronger as we age, which is good news for those of us who are aging. But even so, we have to think about the fact that the brain consumes actually an amazing 75% of the glucose in our bloodstream. And doing things, you know, amazing, isn't it? So doing things like reasoning and decision-making and impulse control is demanding. And it's a bit like working a muscle. So when your muscle's exhausted, it can't really do anything anymore. You know, you've lifted weights until the point where your arm will lift up. So, and that's why kind of after we have a hard day of prefrontal cortex functioning, executive functioning in the office, you know, with massive use of that cool prefrontal system, it's even harder to head off to the gym for something that's sort of a long-term outcome. The good news is, and this is where we link back to the Pilates, research shows that we can strengthen that cool prefrontal function and put the kibosh on our hot limbic system by using self-control in little ways. So we can cut down a little bit on spending, or we can make a good food choice, or we can go to Pilates, or we can go to the gym and do a little bit. And when we do that, it gradually increases your resistance to hot impulses, or conversely, you could say it strengthens your prefrontal cool system, and even in unrelated self-control tasks. So that's my minute on the brain and Pilates today.
Wow, thank you very much, Mark. That was great.
Well, great to talk to you guys. Hughes, Jim, see you later.
Yes. All right.
All right.
See you next week.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a great week.
All right. Bye.
So we just have a minute here to wrap up. Great show. Really, really interesting, Tunde. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Anything
you
want to say?
Right?
Say it again?
And I'll see you tonight at class, right?
Absolutely. I'm dedicated.
You're bringing five of your friends.
That's right. Well, who knows how many friends I'm bringing after the show. You know, it could be a mob.
It could be. Might have to get a bigger space.
Right. So to say the address of Portland Pilates and the phone number again. I mean the website again.
Portland Pilates is in Portland at 49 Dartmouth Street, and the website is PilatesPortland.com. Portland Pilates is taken from another studio in Portland, Oregon. And I teach at several other places as well, but you can access my information through that website or by calling our phone number 772-8950, area code 207 in Portland, Maine.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tunde.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Tunde.
Bye. Okay, Mark. Mark, okay.
Yeah, Hughes, Jim, he's back. Hughes. He's back working. He's back working.
Really?
Yeah.
So good show. Good to be with you. And next week we'll have Dr. Bill Sandberg talking about psychoanalysis. And we'll have Megan Jo Wilson take us out of the show with Take Me Away.
Have a good week, Jim.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Together, long day at work you leave behind. My bones are aching, your back is tired. Hold me close and let the pain unwind. And we walk together down the street. We used to walk so many times ago. tell you how I feel. So take me away.